This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to Ty Bollinger. He's there to uplift us all. It's hump day, and he's here outside the box. My friend, how are you?
What be happening, RSB? How you doing, brother?
You be happening, my brother. And I'm just, like I said, you make me smile. We're on the air together again. I don't even know what we're going to talk about, even though we've got a lot of stories to cover. In what order, I have no earthly idea. So, you know, what we could do is talk about our kids. You know, when we don't know what else to talk about, tell funny stories, something like that.
We got lots of funny stories to tell about the kids. But, you know, where do you want to start?
I'll start with one. I'll start with one. My 16-year-old son, you know, I told the story a little bit on the air before. He was so excited about his history project because he got the French Revolution. And I said, you know, why do you want the French Revolution? He says, because I want to build a guillotine, working guillotine. I'm like, oh, really? This is going to go over well. Now, if he was a product of government education schools, indoctrination centers, of course, just for saying that, he would probably be thrown out.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's in a private school, and it's going well. They appreciate him. He built a 4-foot-tall working guillotine, and he decapitated a banana and 2 carrots in the school, in the classroom.
Oh, man.
And
that's awesome.
You know, I'm cringing going, geez, how's this going to go over? Well, it looks like tomorrow, they got the high school awards for specials. I don't know. We've never been in the school, so we don't know what this is all about. But rumor has it he's getting an award from his history teacher for going above and beyond the call of duty in doing a project related to history.
Oh, that's cool. I'm proud of Elijah. And that's Elijah-esque for him to do something like that. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just him to a T. You know, my question is, since he built that guillotine, have there been many guillotine deaths around the area?
No, but there have been
there's epidemic of a guillotine violence going around.
Yes, there have been a couple of bananas that have met their demise since then, because he'll like bring a friend over and say, hey, look what this does, and then we'll eat the bananas. So no problem, but no one's been harmed by it, and it's all good.
Yeah, I say that in jest, of course, but... You know, it takes me back to where when Mike Adams a couple years ago, he posted the really funny, sarcastic video about, you know, there's no gun deaths around here. And he went and he had at least a half dozen of his guns that were laying out. And he just said, you know, kill, kill,
yeah,
kill.
Right.
And none of them killed anyone. So maybe it's not the guns. Maybe it's not the guillotines. Maybe it's the people that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing, and it's funny because that was one of Elijah's favorite videos that Mike Adams ever did. He loved that. He would laugh every time he saw it. It was great. And, you know, to that point, it isn't about the machine and the tools. It's about using them appropriately or inappropriately. And it's always been the case. And the question is, can you teach your kids to be responsible around these things?
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, it is possible to do that. At the same time, if these kids... government indoctrination centers are being fed GMO foods, high fructose corn syrup, they're being shot up with vaccines, they're on antibiotics destroying their gut, they don't have much functional capacity to control their own behavior because their bodies are corrupted so much by the food that they are getting and the nutrition that they're not.
Yeah, they really don't stand a lot of a chance. One of the things that I've heard Charlene say a couple times that I agree with, and I think it was in the question and answer session that we just did for the Global Quest, was it's not the question of how are any babies born sick. It's how are babies born at all.
Healthy.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's like, how are babies born being exposed to so many toxins through the umbilical cord blood? It's amazing that we have healthy babies born at all, that they're not all sick or dead as much mm-hmm. of a chemical onslaught as we are exposed to on a daily basis.
But it also explains the tenuousness of that health, too, to some degree, recognizing that those chemicals are there that aren't supposed to be. And the development of neurological degradation in childhood, cancer in childhood, autism in childhood. You know, we covered a number of the triggers last hour. I was kind of bummed to have to do it, but we've got to. And those things are, you know, we're at the precipices. We've heard predictions that, you know, these are the generations now that will not outlive their parents' generation, you know, for the first time since the longevity has been increasing. Although we're not talking healthy longevity. They're just talking about keeping you alive with machines.
Sure. Well, I mean, longevity has been increasing, but that's because of the way that they skew the statistics, right? I think it was Einstein mm-hmm. said there's lies, damn lies, and statistics, right? And so they can pretty much make statistics say anything they want to, and the reality is that we are not really living longer lives. It's just they're not factoring in all the babies that die at birth that they did 100 years ago, when babies don't typically die at birth now. I mean, we have higher infant living, less infant mortality, survival. So it's not really that we're living longer. It's just that all those babies that used to die at birth aren't factored into the average age. And that's the reality. I mean, and so I don't think we are actually living longer.
Although, yeah, the issue of infant mortality being on the rise again here in the West, some stats we've talked about, the highest rates of infant mortality in the United States are in the states with the highest compliance with the CDC's recommended vaccine schedule.
Yeah, I mean, that is reality. As a matter of fact, that was the study that was done by Miller and Goldman that was released a couple years ago, that they looked at infant death related to the childhood vaccine schedule in the top 35 or 36 industrialized countries. And we were at the top of the list in the United States on infant death. We were also at the top of the list on vaccines. And the countries that had the lowest infant death rate were the ones that had the least vaccines. What do you know? I mean, maybe there is a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Now, this story, I guess we'll jump into from Natural News. It's headlined, Cancer Screening, Mostly a Psychological Terror Campaign Waged Against Women to Enrich Cancer Treatment Clinics. And this is coming from a medical doctor by the name of Dr. H. Gilbert Welch, the author of Less Medicine, More Health. And I would love Super Don to interview this guy, by the way. But this is a guy speaking truth to power at this point. When we've talked about the whole cancer screening scam, if you will, to trick people into getting treatments that are unneeded or deadly.
Yeah, that's interesting. This is an article by Mike Adams, our good buddy, and you know he goes down the rabbit hole with Dr. Fatah and Gorski as well. And of course, he needs to go down that rabbit hole because it's real. I mean, this guy Fatah was scaring patients into treating them with chemotherapy, patients that didn't even have cancer at times. So this is the perfect story to highlight this point that patients are being terrorized into taking these unnecessary treatments at times. You know, Fatah, of course, has been sentenced to 45 years in jail. And my question is this, Robert. It's not always why is he doing 45 years. It's why is he not on death row? Because mm-hmm. Fatah actually prescribed chemotherapy to patients that did not even have cancer that later died from the chemotherapy. So how is that not murder? I don't get that. I don't understand why that was not one of the charges. He was charged with conspiracy, embezzlement, fraud, a whole bunch of other things, and he will spend the rest of his life in jail, but I think he should be on trial for murder.
Well, you know, speaking of being on trial for murder, 40 deaths a day in America, 40 deaths a day per day in America due to opioid drugs approved by the FDA, prescribed by duly licensed medical physicians of the allopathic variety.
Yeah.
Who's going to prison for that?
Yeah, nobody. And, you know, I was just up in Kentucky on Saturday. I was lecturing at a little Baptist church up in Hartford, Kentucky. Had a nice crowd there of people. And we talked about that. We talked about the fact that because there was a bunch of people there that were really into essential oils. And I said, you know, FDA openly admits that drugs that they approve that are properly prescribed kill 100,000 people a year in the United States. Can you imagine if your essential oil brand, I think they were Young Living, if Young Living had posted on their website that one person died from using their essential oils, not 100,000, just one, how many minutes would it be before your website was shut down by the FTC? How many minutes would it be before the FDA raided your manufacturing facility and put everyone in jail? It wouldn't. It would be before the end of the day.
Right.
But, you know, the FDA openly admits on their own website, hidden in plain sight, we kill 100,000 people a year. Not necessarily the FDA killing them, but they approve drugs that kill 100,000 people a year and no problem. No questions are asked. That's just standard of business.
Right. Did you get a chance? Hey, Super Don, I want you in on this, too, because I linked this Truth King story that was headlined, Mom Says She Is Giving Child Same Ingredient Vaccines, Other Moms Threaten CPS. I want to get a sense, and maybe we can review it on the break if we haven't already, but, you know, I've been saying, and I did this, I believe, did this get into a Global Quest when I was talking about taking the ingredients of a vaccine, putting it into a baby bottle, and being charged with attempted murder? Or is that just something I've said off the cuff in our lectures together?
Are you talking to me or Don?
No, I'm talking right now to you, TMB.
Okay. No, you have said that. As a matter of fact, that quote made it into the Quest for the Cures continues and then was flashed back on the Global Quest when you said that if you gave those same ingredients to your child, you could and should be charged with attempted murder. You did say that, and that was in the documentaries.
Yeah, and so I'm seeing this headline at Truth Kings, and I'm just wondering, is this a spoof article? I'm not clear on it. Because it kind of intimates that. The mom that says she's giving the child same ingredients that are in vaccines, and other moms are threatening, other moms threaten to call CPS. So I'm trying to get a sense of this, and I don't know if I have my senses about me on this story, because it's intriguing to me.
It looks to me like an onion story, but I don't know. I mean, it looks like
what spoof. What happened here was this mom went online, and mm-hmm. she just went out there. Basically, what she did is she threw out the bait to try and get, you know, a reaction from people. And
okay.
she put out there that, you know, hey, you know, I've got these supplements, and my doctor says it's okay, and I'm going to give it to my kid. And then she goes on the list, like, and she's treating these ingredients like they're supplements, saying, oh, I'm going to give them this, and oh, they say this is okay.
Oh.
And finally, somebody's just like, hey, I've read enough. If you give your kid these supplements, you can bet your life CPS is going to get contacted.
Oh, so somebody is
so
playing up what I've said.
So didn't realize that the, quote, supplements she was talking about were the ingredients of the vaccine.
Wow.
That is really cool. I definitely want – that's some creativity there. Very interesting way of bringing up that point that I try to make all the time, and that TMB confirms it was made in the Truth About Cancer. The Quest for the Cures continues, as well as the Global Quest. All right, folks, we got lots more broadcast healing to go. Remember, the expanded, revised edition of Unlock the Power to Heal is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, websites linked in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, including the truth about cancer and so much more. TMB and RSV wrote a book together. I still can't figure out, I know we have probably unedited ways we could describe people that can't figure out how to buy Unlock the Power to Heal at Amazon. Is there something that I'm missing here? Did we update the copyright, or is something people are seeing they're going, well, is it really the revised expanded edition? Is that the struggle?
I don't know what the problem is. If they want to buy it, it's easy to buy. But, yeah, it's my fault that it's not more clear that it is the revised expanded edition. So what I need to do is just to get some verbiage uploaded that says this is the revised and expanded edition, and maybe even upload a new cover that's got a big revised stamp. As a matter of fact, I'm making a note of that right now. So just okay. Give me a couple of seconds. Just fill the space here.
Fill the
air while I'm writing, okay?
All right, let's do it. Okay, so on that story we were just covering, which is like just fascinating, super done. Thanks for making it clear for me, too. You know, somebody goes on to the social networks and begins listing, hey, I'm giving my baby this really awesome supplement. The doctor says it's safe. It's really good. And if anybody wants to check it out, look, here are the ingredients. And you start reading the ingredients, and this person copied and pasted the ingredients from the CDC website where all the ingredients are listed. And, you know, some of the things that are in there, recombinant human albumin, neomycin, which is an antibiotic, hydrolyzed gelatin, chick embryo cell culture, WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts. You know, and you're reading this. Let's just say you don't know anything else, and you're like, what is this woman giving her kids? Formaldehyde is in there too. Hey, yeah. Somebody talk to her. Fetal bovine serum. You know, and so she's not making any of this up. She's just like pretending that And this really plays exactly into what I said so many years ago, that if you take what's in a vaccine that they say is safe for injection and put it into the body of a child via oral administration, you know, somebody said, I'm going to turn you into CPS. That's horrible. Why would you do that?
You're going to jail.
At the very least.
Yeah. No, I am... I'm just sorry. I'm just still writing the name of the book. What was the name of our book? Unlock the Power. I got the note made, and I'm going to make the changes to Amazon and to the cover, so it'll be clear for people that want to purchase it that it is the revised edition. If they are unaware of how they need to actually purchase a book on Amazon, then they got other issues. So I can't help you with that, but if you want to know whether it's the revised, expanded edition, that will be clear.
Right. It is revised and expanded. You dropped the typeface down by one, so you didn't actually have to make the book thicker. Because people are like shocked. They're like, wow, it's not as big as Cancer Step Outside the Box. But, dude, what we put in that small book is like, it's condensed decades of information in there. It's still incredible to me what we did.
Yeah, it's a great book, and it is very jam-packed with information. And so I'd highly recommend, if you don't have it, get it. It's a good book, and there's two really good-looking authors.
Yep, and the expanded chapter on respiratory recovery was really fun to add, because that was like one of the number two questions we were getting about, hey, how do I heal COPD, lung issues, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia? So I went ahead and added that in, which I'm really happy we got in there.
Yeah, great information, man. You did a great job.
Yeah, so anyway, so if you're looking at these ingredients, and you go chick embryos, cell culture, monkey kidney cells mixed with yeast and formaldehyde, and you know, like somebody's going, are you sure that's even safe to flush down the toilet?
Yeah. Well, you know,
give to your baby.
This is what's interesting. In the first edition of my book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, in 2006, I used that exact analogy. I said if I took all the ingredients and vaccines and just spread it. I think I put something like if I spread it on a piece of bread and made a sandwich out of it, then I could be arrested. And that's the reality. And that's what this is such a good example that people are so, I guess, what, double-minded, I guess, when it comes to vaccines. Mm-hmm. So you can say that you're giving this to your kid and they'll attack you, but I guarantee you some of those same mothers allowed a pediatrician to inject their kid with the same ingredients.
Yeah, it's a real teachable moment, and I like that creativity. And so engaging folks in a unique and different way to get them to come to a conclusion that they wouldn't if you hit them head-on with the information. So you do a little sidestep and kind of come from this angle and go, hey, what about this? That's brilliant. Very smart. All right, moms and dads out there, be smart like that and help those other kids, even those that aren't born yet, to not suffer the same fate that too many have already due to CDC's vaccine schedule and the lack of liability that was granted to them by Congress in 1986, along with Big Pharma, etc. All right, more Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell and Super Don after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, talking about ingredients in vaccines leads me to a legal ingredient question, right? We talk about ingredients in a courtroom, at least in the United States of America. I know we're heard all over the world, TMB, but yep. In the United States of America, you would assume that one of the ingredients, one of the key ingredients that you'd have to have in order to have a court in the United States is the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, according to this article you sent me, maybe that's not the case.
Well, apparently the article says that recently in a pre-trial hearing in Xenia, Ohio, which we actually just drove through coming back from her parents' house, Charlene's parents in Ohio, a judge agreed with the prosecutor's motion to prohibit the defendant from mentioning the Constitution that he was charged with violating. So Wow.
What?
Number one, I mean, courtrooms should be a place that the Constitution is upheld and put on a pedestal, right? Because isn't that the governing law in the United States is the Constitution? And then secondly, the guy was charged with violating the Constitution, so wouldn't you think that would have to be admitted since he was charged with violating it? But no, can't mention it in the United States. That's nuts.
Yeah, the question is, you know, what is he being charged with in this case? Is it panhandling? And he was talking about that was a violation of my freedom of speech. Now, would that not be part of the Bill of Rights, which is part of the Constitution, the first 10 amendments? The first one is the right to free speech. And he's like, hey, I need to bring this up. You're violating my constitutional rights. And what did the judge say? No, that'll confuse the jury.
I mean, I'm laughing, but it's like, this is just a pathetic laughter. Really? I mean, this is something, can you imagine even having this conversation 50 years ago? I mean, the country has changed so much since we've been alive that it's not even funny.
Yeah. Well, I think we have to go back to, was it 1933, the declared bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Of course, it changed the nature of government from a de facto, from a de jure form of government. And, you know, the bankruptcy means that there are somebody else pulling the strings when you're in bankruptcy mm-hmm. court. And yeah. That's something that doesn't get discussed much. Of course, our friend who wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island understands this.
Yeah, Ed Griffin does understand. And just on a totally different subject, I am going to be speaking with Ed on Monday. I'm flying out on Sunday night to Las Vegas, and then there is the National Health Liberty Symposium in Vegas Monday and Tuesday, and Ed is speaking Monday morning, and I follow him up. So I'm gonna be able to chance to say hi to Ed, who's one of my heroes, by the way, and then spend a couple days out there in Vegas at the symposium.
Oh, man, that'll be awesome. Really awesome.
Yeah.
We need to get him back on the radio when he gets a moment to do that again, too.
Definitely need to do that. And by the way, Ed has agreed to speak at the TTAC National Health Symposium in October, so we will both be seeing him in just, 5 months now?
That's fantastic. Now, obviously, if the web page was set up and everybody could get tickets already, we would know it, but it's not ready yet, so don't panic, everybody.
It's not ready yet, but we're aiming to have it up by the end of May. So by June 1st, our goal is to have it up so you can buy tickets to get to the Natural Health Symposium in Dallas at the Gaylord Texan.
All right, so be on the lookout, folks. We'll have the announcement here first on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger. Now, let's see, we banned the Constitution from a court in America. Okay, that makes sense. You take perfectly safe ingredients of a vaccine, you try to give it to a kid through their food, and now it's dangerous. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else makes perfect sense?
Why don't we just force people to get the flu shots that have been proven not to be effective?
Actually, you know what? That is an interesting thing that you bring that up, because it leads to today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy! What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by Roll Up Your Sleeve or You're Fired. you know, they actually did a study on mandatory vaccination policies, Ty, and they found that when they are threatened with loss of their job, suddenly there's a surge in worker compliance to get vaccinated.
When it's mandatory, especially, right?
Yeah, I mean, who was under Super Don? Were you under the impression that if you force somebody or threaten them with firing, that they would somehow have a reduction in the amount of people getting shots or an increase in the amount of people getting shots?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's truly amazing. I just thought you just wouldn't see anything like that. But apparently when you force somebody to do something, they do it.
Yeah. So here, wow. The MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, and you know that one, TMB,
yeah,
they said
yeah.
In the 2006-2007 flu season, only 56% of employees got the flu shot, right? According to the report in the American Journal of Infection Control. But after several years of stepped up, basically programs that culminated in mandatory vaccination policy, get the shot or you're fired, believe it or not, by the 2013-14 season, 94% said, okay, I'll do it.
Wow. So they had to get the shot or they're fired, and now we have an article that says, wow, health worker vaccinations increased when they were forced to get the flu shot. Well, of course, it's like, hey, man, let me, I'm going to force you to drink a gallon of water. Guess what? I had to pee more. Well, yeah, because we force you to drink a gallon of water. That's going to happen.
Right. You know what? My response to this mandatory vaccination program, if I was working for MD Anderson, not that I would, but if I did, it's an old country song, Super Don. Do you know it?
No.
This one's not even a falsetto. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. That's right. I mean, the thing is, when they step it, and listen, I realize people say, well, gee, if I'm out of work, but I mean, somebody somewhere has got to stand up to this tyranny in the workplace.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I don't know why this made me think of this, Robert, but the workplace, I'm thinking of the hospital. Did you see the video with, Del Bigtree and Andy Wakefield, and they're going after Pan, and he runs away from him down the hall?
Oh, we had so much fun with that yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, and in fact, we tried to talk with Richard Pan, and this is the only response we got.
I thought maybe you heard the song by Paul McCartney, remember? Pan on the run.
No, we didn't have that one.
Pan on the run. Okay.
That's a great one. Yeah, no, we had the Pink Panther music playing.
Okay.
We did the Chariots of Fire theme. I think today we opened with that. And what other? We did some other funny running songs for Richard Pan. Poor guy.
Wow, that was bizarre. Charlene just showed me that video this morning, and I mean, literally, he's bolting down the hall. He does not. I mean, look, and here's the guy that's responsible, the senator that introduced this legislation that has resulted in mandatory vaccines in California, and he doesn't even have the cojones to do an interview about it. What a coward.
Yeah, on the run.
I mean, I'm serious. That's we need to make a video of that with Paul McCartney's song, Man on the Run, and just dub it Pan on the Run.
It's really great. Now, Super Don, you got to send the opening from yesterday to TMB to listen to how we commented on it and all the fun stuff we did with it. And it's up at the SoundCloud as well and up at Talk Network. And, of course, you can listen to the archives of this show through GCN as well as all those other sites that podcast it after the fact. But, yeah, it was pretty absurd. The only thing I give Pan credit for is actually he's pretty fast. Maybe he can go back to high school and learn something, and he can join the track team. He'd do really well.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Del Bigtree was mentioning. He was kind of funny. I didn't know he had such a comical side, but he said, wow, this Pan must have run track in high school. He did a great job, like 4-second 40 or something like that. That was good.
Dude, yeah, it was good. Yeah. I'd like to put him in the NFL to get him squashed between two players that don't want flu shots. But,
me too.
Yeah, that's another story. Let's see. Here we got another story here. Now, Dr. Manny Alvarez, he's a mixed bag. You know, half the time or more, he's absolutely bonkers out of his mind wrong because he's a medical doctor. And, you know, quarter of the time we go, hey, Manny got it right. Maybe he got this one right. This headline, Fox News, Dr. Manny says, Trump is the right candidate to tackle America's drug problems. Did you review this, Ty?
I've read the headline, and I've kind of skimmed it, but no, I didn't read it in detail.
Okay, well, evidently, Dr. Manny thinks that Trump is the guy to help with the mental health drug epidemic. Now, I don't know why he says that, because I haven't heard specifically what would a Trump presidency do, much less any president do.
Well, I mean, I think what he's saying is that because of the fact that he's going to be tough on the border, he's going to help stop the bringing in of all of the drugs, the heroin and other drugs in the country. I think that's his take, is that that's why he would be best on that. Now, the problem is when we talk about America's drug problem, what do we always think? Heroin, cocaine, and pot.
Right.
Well, pot's not a drug. I mean, in my opinion, pot's a plant.
It's not.
Hemp's
a
plant. So, you know, you kind of get all that thrown in together. The reality is, we got some serious issues with heroin and cocaine and those kind of drugs that are harder drugs. And, you know, one of the things I mentioned at my lecture this last week in Kentucky that really got a big chuckle from the crowd, which was largely a church crowd, so I was not I didn't know how they were going to react to this.
Okay.
I said, isn't it insane that it's a Schedule I or Schedule A, along with heroin and cocaine, that hemp is, But you do have a lot of violence associated with cocaine use and with heroin use, even mm-hmm. a lot of alcohol use as well, a lot of violence. But you don't have any violence unless, with him, I said, unless you violently attack the Dorito bag. And they were rolling, man.
Oh, that's great.
They were rolling. So anyway.
That's great. I love the fact, TMB, that you're going into the churches. Like I said, this is such an important place to go and transform the consciousness there on this issue. By the way, Manny is wrong about the whole danger of heroin. Not that he's wrong about danger of heroin. Let me just say it this way. It turns out that the deaths due to addiction to FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs, the opiates, has superseded both heroin and cocaine deaths combined. It's not even a close contest
wow.
anymore. The big problem, Manny Alvarez, is not the heroin, although that is a problem in some communities, I admit, acknowledge, but it's really the FDA approval of dangerous drugs and the dunderheaded scheduling as a Schedule One drug of that plant cannabis that can reduce the use of a lot of these opioids and has proven yep. to do so already.
Yep, I'm with you.
All right, special shout out to our sponsors, including Plus CBD Oil, which you can get in all 50 states. Also, Carnivora. We love Carnivora.com and Better Way Health and their Beta 1-3-D glucan to modulate immunity all the year round. Back to wrap up Outside the Box with TMB and Super D. After this break, stay with us.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign
Daniel
silver
Travis.
And Nordic naturals.
Yeah.
Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce
Thank
of probiotics.
Daniel.
It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, CMB, our beer drinking days are behind us, I think. I mean, they are for me, other than, you know, if I can find an organic, non-alcoholic brew. I was so disappointed because, you know, I acknowledge and admit I grew up in the South and beer was like water. You know, you drank beer. And, you know, I like the taste of beer, but I don't drink alcohol anymore. So, you know, I look for the non-alcoholic beers, but, you know, if I don't get one, it's not the end of the world, right? I mean, you know, we can handle that. I don't know what your history is on that, if you're willing to discuss it, but I was a Jewish redneck.
You know, I've never liked beer. It always just tasted terrible to me. So, okay. You know, some people say they like the taste of beer. I thought, man, you know, I don't like the taste of wine either. I like the taste of grape juice. I don't like the bitter in wine, and I don't like the whatever in beer. It's just terrible. If I want to drink something sudsy, I'd have like a root beer, but
a
not
root
a beer.
Okay.
I've just
all
never
right.
liked the taste of alcohol.
So you've been just like, you know, disowned as a Southerner, right, based on that?
Probably so, yeah, because I've never – as a matter of fact, at my high school graduation party in Louisiana, mm-hmm. they had a keg of beer and crawfish and corn, and that's what we did is we poured the crawfish all over the table, started popping, you know, sucking the brains out, eating the corn, mm-hmm. and – people that like beer drank the beer, but no, it wasn't me.
Gotcha. Hey, Super Don, you've done the crawfish parties now that you're in the bayou.
I have, although I bypass the brains. I don't
yeah,
do that.
I don't
suck on the head. I just
okay.
I just go for the tail.
Super D, the final. I'm sorry. The final story of the night.
You got to be a native Cajun to do that.
But yeah. Well, he's honorary at this point. But Super Don, the final story of the night relates to beer on an airplane. The question is, I've got audio. Do I play it before or after we introduce the story?
Well, that was a special request by Mr. Ty Bollinger. So just say, we could do a little here. What movie is this from?
Quiz. You take it. I'm letting go.
I'm letting go
of the beer.
You take it.
No.
I'm letting go.
Okay, I'm letting go.
Okay, fine.
Dad, Bob broke your beer.
No, I didn't. Doug broke it.
That's one of the funniest scenes ever.
Bob and Doug McKenzie. What was the name of the movie?
Take Off, You Hoser, Strange Brew.
Strange Brew, right. Now, why did we play that? Because there is a story at ABC News is reporting, Associated Press, out of Portland, Oregon, a passenger's quest for beer forced a flight that was supposed to go from Sacramento to Seattle to go down early. Everybody's safe, but they had to divert to Portland, Oregon, because a 32-year-old spoiled brat, Luke Watts of Portland, threatened to become violent if flight attendants didn't serve him his beer during the flight.
So he's either got a superiority complex or he's got a heck of an alcohol problem.
Yeah, and to your point, though, if he was wanting weed, it wouldn't be a violent episode unless he didn't get his Doritos. And even then, it would just be attacking the Doritos.
No, if he was wanting weed, he would have just been upset for about a second that he didn't get it, then he would have forgot what he was upset about.
Yeah, according to the assistant U.S. attorney, Benjamin Tokoff, he says that this guy Watts locked himself in the plane's bathroom and screamed and pounded on the door. He also demanded hugs from flight attendants.
He demanded hugs. Sounds like somebody has a case of the Mondays here.
Yeah, I don't know if he was already drinking a lot, but I mean, I would be embarrassed as his parents, you know, his parents, if they read that story, like, dude, what did we raise?
He's 32.
Adult, 32, pounding
sounds
on the bathroom walls.
I could see if he was 12 or 9, but 32? Yeah. Come on, Luke. Grow up, boy.
Luke Watts. Yeah, it's like, grow up. Maybe he was altered by the plastifiers and xenoestrogens in the food he grew up on.
I guarantee he'd already had several beers, and they probably wouldn't serve another because he was hammered, and he throws a little temper tantrum here. I guarantee that's what happened.
Right, exactly. So anyway, what can I say? I'm still looking for the ideal organic non-alcoholic beer, just to satisfy that taste that I like so much. So
I've got a nice organic root beer you can have next time you're up here. Let's try that.
Well, now I'm there. Okay, I'm there with you, my friend.
Okay, cool.
All right, now everybody, pay attention. In October, you're going to have to act fast once this breaks. We've told you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show about the event mid-October that associates with the Truth About Cancer, Global Quest, and everything else. And we're going to let you know as soon as it breaks and how to plug into it. But in the meantime, stay connected here and at the Truth About Cancer, also cancertruth.net. And go get Unlock the Power to Heal. It's revised. It's expanded. And GMB is going to add those words.
Just click the little button that says buy, and you can buy.
Buy. Not bye-bye. Even though it's bye-bye till tomorrow, but buy. B-U-I. All right, folks. Thanks so much. TMB, tell them what they need to know before we sign off.
They got to remember that the power to heal is yours.
Yeah, baby.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.